BYU beady-eyed. The Upper Room.
It's the J. Rouse Show coming up next on the TGR's Radio Network dial.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Is your resident map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time slot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sarrow right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make a do with a do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Rouse Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
Say what?
What's up, y'all? Hey, welcome into another funky, fresh edition, the Saturday edition of the J. Rouse Show. 347-850-1272 is our call-in number, 347-850-1272. Let me do this. Mwah! Kisses for all the girls in the world, with the exception of one, she knows who her black ass is. High fives and fist bumps to all the fellas. Let me tell you something. Tonight, we are taking a serious look, and I do mean this, a serious look at why people go ape doo-doo over sex. It ain't going where you think it's going to go. But, you know, we got a little fun as we go. All right, listen, you're 30 minutes away from a weather update. Boy, we needed that here in Houston. Plus, you're only seconds away from an NPR news update and a three-minute commentary. Folks, the best show on radio, you got it. It's right here. The best people in radio, you got it. It's right here. Sit back, relax, and before you go to the club, we ain't got nothing but love for you, baby. T.O., can we get the party started? I just want to know, can we get the party started right? Ooh, I want to sing, though. Jam on it, jam. Oh, I love doing that. All right, folks. T.O., let's get this party started right.
It's a popcorn, man.
The J. Rouse Show starts now.
You never know. That's the point. Go.
You are out in serious, the number one talk radio show on NPR right now.
I'm kind of ready for some action now.
So you're excited too?
And you know this, man!
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Ukraine claims Russian troops are occupying a village that's home to a natural gas distribution center in Ukraine, 6 miles outside of Crimea. Kiev says helicopter gunships and armored vehicles were used to seize the village. Russian state media quote Russian officials as saying military personnel were sent in to protect the distribution station from sabotage. Meanwhile, a UN resolution aimed at supporting Ukraine's territorial integrity and declaring tomorrow's referendum in Crimea illegal has gone down to defeat. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports Russia was alone in its no vote and China abstained on the U.S. draft.
The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power, says the resolution was aimed at finding a peaceful solution and upholding U.N. principles on the sovereignty of its member states.
Only one hand rose up to oppose those principles. Russia, isolated, alone, and wrong, blocked the resolution's passage, just as it has blocked Ukrainian ships and international observers.
Russia's ambassador says the people of Crimea should be able to determine their own future because he says a coup in Kiev left a power vacuum. Ambassador Power says Russia's position is at odds with international and Ukrainian law and with the facts. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Malaysia's prime minister says someone intentionally cut off communications with the missing Malaysian Airlines flight. Najim Razak also says the plane was deliberately diverted from its planned course onto a path that could have taken it anywhere from Central Asia to Indonesia. so authorities are terminating the search in the South China Sea. As NPR's Julie McCarthy reports from New Delhi, India is intensifying search operations in the waters off its coast.
A half a dozen Indian naval vessels, along with a C-130 aircraft, are now scouring an area of the Bay of Bengal and the Andaman Sea the size of the state of Michigan. Investigators appear to be concentrating on the theory that the plane cut west across the Malay Peninsula. As the search moves across the deep Indian Ocean, Malaysia's Prime Minister said investigators determined that the plane's last communication with a satellite was either in an air corridor leading to Indonesia or one leading to Kazakhstan. His dramatic statement that someone intentionally switched off the transponder and steered the plane off course indicates it may have been hijacked, but the Prime Minister declined that characterization, saying all possibilities are being explored. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, New Delhi.
In Syria, government soldiers are advancing into the town of Yabrud, the last area near the Lebanese border that rebels have been holding and using as a supply line. Heavy fighting is being reported as Assad regime forces are hoping to choke it off. Yabrud is strategically located. It's near the highway that links Damascus, the capital, to the former commercial hub of Aleppo. This is NPR.
The views and opinions expressed during the 3-minute commentary are not necessarily the views and opinions of the Jay Ryle Show. Jay's 3-minute commentary starts now.
What do you think happened to Malaysia Flight 370? Because right now reports are suggesting that this plane was hijacked. Someone did something out of the ordinary. So it was not accidental. It wasn't a situation where the plane was up in the air and all of a sudden it nosedived and dived into the sea. No, it looks like there was foul play involved. And it makes you think about things, don't it? I mean, question for you. If you are a person who flies a lot, like I do, like Vanessa does, I mean, are you just a little bit more nervous than you were this time 2 weeks ago? The fact that a person that you have no idea, that you've never met in your life, has your life in his or her hands. Think about that. In no other facet of life would you just trust an unknown stranger with your life. Or do you? Well, some say, well, Jay, every time you get out there on the highway, there are people out there that you don't know. You know, you're putting yourself in a situation that, you know, could turn out the wrong way. But wait a minute. I think that's a little different because I have some control, okay? Unless it's a situation where it's a head-on collision and it just came right up on me, in most cases I do have control of the situation if I'm behind the wheel. Well, if you take trains every day, to me, trains, yeah, okay, I'll give you that. But I'm thinking normally, would you just trust an ordinary person off the street with your life? Well, every time we board an aircraft, that's what we do. A person that you've never met before, person that you don't know anything about, you trust this individual with your life. And it makes you think, it really does, this makes you think how precious life is. As you all know, I've just returned from a 2-week stint in Scotland, which meant that, you know, I had to take 2 airplanes to get there and 2 airplanes to get back. Once again, putting my life in the hands of a person that I've never met, don't know a damn thing about. And, you know, by the grace of God, I'm here. But once again, are you a little hesitant now to get on an aircraft? Do you think just a little bit more when it's time for you to step on board? Or do you do like I do? Before I enter the plane, I put a cross on the outside of the plane, I say my prayer, and I get on the plane, and we get to where we have to go. I'll tell you a story in 10 good minutes tonight about a situation that happened to me flying into Scotland, but it just makes you think about, you know, your life. It makes you think about how precious life is. And before I leave, I would be remiss if I did not say, please think and pray for the victims and the families of Malaysia Flight 370. That's my thought, that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
That concludes the 3-minute commentary. Now back to the show.
You know what? I'm gonna make a do what a do, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to a good friend of mine. Put your hands together.
Yeah.
mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the coolest brother of them all? Is it Mr. L-E-S?
Man, what's crack-a-lacking, baby? What's crack-a-lacking?
Man, you sound like Barry White, bro. Man, if I was a female, I would start getting a little moist right about now. What the hell's going on, Mr. L-E-S? Good gracious, dude.
Hey, man, it is what it is, baby. I am that I am.
Why are you trying to talk all cool, man? You trying to impress Big Dog.
I am who I am, baby. I am what I am.
Who are you? We want to know who is the man, the one that they call Mr. L.E.S. Who is that guy?
I'm the man that risked his life for brother man.
That's Chef.
There you go.
We'll say right over, Mr. L.E.S. Man, I left the joker before you, bro. I threw it up. I gave you a hot fastball. You just left it. Supposed to say, you're damn right. You know, Chef is a bad mother. Shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth.
Mr. Ellis. Come on, bro. You got to be on top of that. Mr. Ellis, man, what the hell have you done today, Mr. Ellis? What are you doing? What's happening with you and your life, Mr. Man?
Oh, man. I went by my mom's house and cleaned up some of her house for her, man. You know.
Oh, man, you are a good son. You know, despite all the things I say about you, bro, you're pretty damn good. And I say a lot of bad things about you. That's for damn sure. I call you fat. I call you black. I call you, you know, I just call you names.
And all these things, you should look in the mirror and before you start calling names.
Well, I don't need to look in the mirror. I'm looking at you. You're the one. So, I mean, but all the things, despite what I say about you, man, you're a pretty okay guy.
Yeah, that's what they tell me, man. But
Who tells you this?
You know, a lot of people I work with, everybody, you know, but hey,
give us one name of a person that thinks you're a nice guy, Mr. Elias.
Mark Duhall.
Who the hell is that?
It's one of my coworkers.
Thank you, Mr. Elias. You're the greatest of all time. We're going to light the match right about now because I'm not really sure where we're going from here. Thank you. Momo B, would you take a bullet for a stranger?
A bullet.
Mr. Elliott, give her a mulligan, man. She didn't mean that. She didn't understand the question.
Yes, she
man.
Did.
Ask her again, man. Ask her again.
Don't ask me again.
Okay. You wouldn't take a bullet for a kid that was a helpless kid?
No.
No, I would not. I'm telling you, my kid, yes. Anybody else's, you better look for your mama.
You better look for your damn mammy. But there she was, though.
I know.
Good as hell. She had some Kenneth Cole shoes. Versace.
Yes.
Nothing but the best. My hair was kicking. Like Claude Van Damme, I want to ride on me. Hey, girl.
Hey, stop messing
with
my intro by talking about
Kiki here.
My hair is not. And I
didn't say it was kicky. I said your hair was kicking like Claude Van Damme.
I thought you were saying kicky. And I was
kicky
about that.
Claude Van Damme. Okay. You know, the karate expert, Claude Van Damme.
I got it.
You got it, girl.
That part. Okay, yeah.
Kicky. Like Bruce Lee.
Mama.
What's going on?
Yes. What's going on? What's going on?
Ooh, she sounds sexy tonight.
So, J-Rao, have you adjusted to being back in the United States of America?
I have, Momo B. I have adjusted. And let me say this, because this person... What did you say, Mr. Elias?
What did you do to get adjusted?
I stayed up a little late, and I tried to coordinate my time. Why, Mr. Elias?
I know that takes time. Yeah.
Just wondering what you did to get back to adjusting to this.
I adjusted my time and I did those types of things.
Mr. Elias likes to elaborate. All right, you remember he elaborates.
He does. Yeah, anytime you're talking about booty, he wants you to elaborate your ass off. But we're not talking about booty.
Uh-oh.
He wants to know about time right about now.
What restaurants did you stop at?
Well, you know, like you usually do, Mr. Elias, you try to, you know, stay awake a little longer, and so now I'm back in the mix. Matter of fact, it was better for me this time than it was last time. Usually, I have no problems adjusting when I arrive in country, just that it takes me 2 or 3 weeks to get back on point here. It was completely different this time. So, I don't know what's going on. But hold on, I got to say this. A young lady by the name of Veronica She sent an email to the show page, which, you know, I really rarely check those. She wanted me to tell you, Momo B, that she loves Momo Beezy in the Heezy. And you cracked her up. So, Veronica,
right,
I've done. She said, please tell Momo B this. This is the first thing. So, Momo B, Veronica is a fan of Momo B.
Veronica, I appreciate the love, baby girl. I really do.
I don't know why everybody like you
call
so
it. Everybody call it and they want to like J-Rile. Why don't you call in, Veronica? I appreciate you sending messages. But how come my people who like me don't call in to the show? Don't be scared.
Oh, no.
Don't be scared.
Nobody, who calls in and likes me?
All your little girlfriends calling and like you.
Oh, you know, hey, baby, that's how I roll, baby. That's how I roll. Let's say what's up to Vanessa. Hey, Vanessa, fly girl.
Vanessa.
Hey, guys, how y'all doing?
We're doing fine, Vanessa. Got your secretary voice on. Hi, guys, how are you doing?
Good.
Mr. Ellie Esther's.
Hey, Mama B.
Yeah, executive line.
Hey, girl.
Yeah. What's going on with that?
L to the E to the S.
What's up, Nessa? Well, I don't like the way you did that either. See, we had that discussion on Wednesday. We're going to do it again.
I like the way she said, hey, Mama B. I like that, though.
Yeah. She hadn't said, she didn't say hi to Jay individually. She told everybody else hi individually. But then, you know,
hi,
I
hey.
Hey. Now, hell no, we're moving on. We're past
this morning, here. So I can talk to Jay.
Whatever. Talking to Ernest now. Oh, yeah.
Are y'all wrong?
It's raining, man.
About the time.
Well,
man, all these peppers in before me.
Yeah, stop whining.
I'm a hater on this show.
Let me in before Momo, frankly.
Are you ready?
Ladies first, Ernest, but then again, maybe you want to come in first. How about that? Jesus Christ. Stop whining.
Do you say things like that because you think it's part of your reparations, or are you just being an asshole?
Shut up.
Which one is it?
Yeah, what? I'm being an asshole. How the hell are you, Ernest? I knew you was going to whine. You whine all the damn time.
I was good
until
you started being
baby.
A big old dickhead about everything. I'm good, man. How the hell are you?
What? Did he say the D word? We're going to start hitting Ernest fast and hard when he started getting out of line. Did he say the D word?
Oh, baby, I can take a little fast and hard right about now. Listen, I'm doing well today. I'm feeling very accomplished in the things that I've done today. It's a good
what have
day.
You done today? Bring it down for us, Ernest. What
oh,
have you done today?
We went everywhere yesterday, so we didn't go anywhere today. But I got the kitchen and I got the cooking because I'm mostly vegan. I'm mostly vegan, and I got in there and I made a vegan cheese log, which is delicious.
What the hell
then
is that?
I had a really great recipe that I'd seen a recipe, and I altered it for vegan mac and cheese, and I made it. And
vegan
oh, good God,
cheese.
That's all we've done all afternoon is rave about this vegan mac and cheese. It is so delicious. You would never know that it was vegan. It is so good.
Wow.
So I've just been cooking all afternoon, just trying out new things and expanding my horizons.
Are you going
but
to share any of your recipes with the listening audience, or is this something that you just
I tell you
put
what,
the cookbook
you,
or what?
Since you're... you know what? I had a funny idea for a cookbook. You know how sometimes when you get a magazine, like a men's magazine like GQ or something, and they have that thing
yes.
where you can flip it over vertically, and it's got something on the other side as well, you know, like a fashion guide or something like that. I would love to make a cookbook and have one side of it be all vegan recipes and have the other side be like good old Southern cooking like we all know about. And I would just call it, you know, make your choice or, you know, take a pick or whatever. That way, whatever you wanted to eat, you could just flip the book over and have it. But the picture of the mac and cheese, if you go to my Facebook, it's the most recent picture I posted today. I took a picture of it, and it's also on my website at ErnestSewell.com if you want to go over there.
Oh.
It's on there. And it is delicious. It really, Jay, it really, I had a friend come over today. He's a little picky about his food. I said, hey, I made some mac and cheese. Why don't you have a little bit? He ate it, had no clue that it was vegan until I told him. And he's picky as hell with his food. So.
Wow.
Yeah, it's tasty.
So, there you go. Straight
delicious.
From Ernest's kitchen. I tell you, we love it, Ernest.
There you go.
You
straight
much.
From
Jesus just saved your life.
Hallelujah. Segment. It's straight from Ernest's kitchen.
No. Hello, rich sister. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are y'all doing today?
Just fine, great, rich sister.
Yeah, we're doing fine.
Hey, kudos rich to Rich Sister and Momo B for showing up to my show on Thursday. We had a great time together.
Oh,
really,
yeah.
What y'all talking about?
I really enjoyed
you're quite
it.
Welcome, Ernest.
Thank
you
for having
allowing
me.
Us to join you.
Okay,
well, thank you for being had, Ridge Sister. Thank you for letting me have you. How about that?
Oh, God. Let's put an end to this. All right, y'all know what time it is.
It's time
for
10 minutes.
Pay it. I say pay attention.
Ten good minutes.
All right, folks, it's time for 10 good minutes, sponsored by DJ Sean Juan, one of the baddest boys in the Chicagoland area. In 10 good minutes, we're gonna kind of rapid clap and talk about things that are off topic. And so, you know, I mentioned in the 3 minute commentary that I was going to talk about my flight into Scotland. And you know what, Mr. Elias, let me tell you something, man. The weather in Scotland is not very good. I mean, it's always gray. And we were flying, coming into the airport, into Aberdeen. Man, the wind was atrocious. Now, the guy said, well, you know, it's going to be a little bumpy coming in. So, you know, don't worry about it. A little bumpy. It felt like we were on a roller coaster, Mr. Elias. The plane was going from side to side. It was like, you know how you do your hand when you're waving your hand from side to side like a plank and you just do. It was so weird. People
were you
on
waving
the plane
it like
were
you just don't care?
Yeah. People were panicking on the plane. But you know what, man? I did not panic. I was sitting there. Now, I tell you what, my butt cheeks was pretty tight because I'm like, man, this is crazy. But.
Well, you got my attention.
I was cool. I did not think. And not at any time, Miss Elias, that I thought the plane was going to go down. And
so were you rocking side to side?
Were you rocking side to side with
You should have got in the center aisle. You could have helped balance that thing out a little bit. Probably, it's probably trying to compensate for your fat ass on one side and not the other.
We're funny. The two biggest bastards on the show got fat jokes. How ironic is that? So anyway,
yes, Momo. That was a good one. He said, you should have
got him out. Oh, so you in on the jokes too, huh? Okay, all right.
It's got the Momo stamp of
approval.
Yeah, funny. So anyway, the thing is, this is what I want to ask Vanessa. The thing is that I never thought for 1 minute the plane was going down. And people were tripping on the plane. And I'm like, you know, hey, I thought if I was ever put in a situation where the plane was really, really rough, that I would be like, oh, let me grab my bottle, let me start, you know, saying my last rites, let me start doing all these things. And I did not, I mean, I don't know. Give us an experience where you were really kind of like, uh-oh, Vanessa. Tell us the story.
I've had 2 ear surgeries. I was on an airplane, and y'all remember that singing group called Heat, or just never called Heat, but anyway, it was a famous singing group that was on the airplane.
Hold on, Vanessa. You said they were called who? Heat. Who the hell is that?
No,
they had that damn face.
I'm going to think of the name of that group, but anyway, it was a famous group on the airplane. They had just gotten off the airplane. And we go back up in the air, and the plane gets up to 36,000 feet and compresses. And I should have caught it, because when I was getting ready to do service, the children were crying, and my ears were popping. So I told the adults, let me get the children something so I can stop them from crying. When I got back up to my galley to make drinks, y'all, the oxygen mask all dropped from the ceiling, and my ears went
off. Oh, Lord have mercy. That'd have been it. Oh, my Lord.
And I turned around, and people were looking at me because I was flying up front. People were looking at me. I immediately told them to put on their mask. I put on my mask. I called the captain. The airplane is decompressed. He dropped that plane down to 6,000 feet and popped my ears. But anyway, everybody was good. The fire department helped us to land, and the airplane did not compress. So I was on that one, and then I was coming out of Albuquerque, and the wind got up underneath the tires. The airplane went off the runway. We didn't have any clothes with us because we thought it was just Houston to Albuquerque, Albuquerque right back to Houston, so none of us had clothes. I mean, so I've had 2 ear surgeries. I've had 2 surgeries on my ears. But, yeah, I did not think at that time, oh, God, my life is fixing to end. But you do say, oh, shit.
Hey, Vanessa, watch your mouth. You're hanging around Momo Beat too long.
You didn't say, oh,
we don't curse,
you know,
Vanessa.
I'm just being straight up. So I don't know what to tell y'all. Is it's just that you are nervous. And Jay, if that plane was flying everywhere and you was like waving your arms and you were sitting there, it's because the Holy Spirit was in you, and you had already prayed before you got on the plane. So there was already a calmness in you. There was already a calmness in you when everybody else was freaking. And I say that because I always say, did God bless me, bless my mouth, and cover the plane from the front to the back and all this in between before I step on every airplane. Every time I get ready to step on the plane, I have to pray for it because my hands, my life is in somebody else's hands. I don't know what I'm pilot. I ain't never seen some of them before in my life.
Oh, really? So y'all don't know the pilot you're flying with?
No.
Oh, hell no. See now, okay,
no,
so I didn't know that.
Joe, we don't know them. I mean, it's 1,300 flight attendants in Houston. It's, I don't know how many pilots, so I guess it's 1,000 pilots. I don't know them. Some of them I know them, but Joe don't know them. I don't know their name. I don't know them. I don't want to know their name because you know the rim of my name. So my life is in these people's hands, so I say bless the plane from the front to the back and all this in between.
Wow. All right. Somebody, okay, Mama B, give me a story of something that happened on the airplane and you were like, oh, damn, this is the end of
the
Mama B experience.
I just want to say about you. I think personally that, and this has happened to me time and time again also, when something happens, whether it's on a plane or train or wherever it is, when other people react how you want to react, you be like, okay, like, they got it. Like, if everybody starts screaming around me, I'm going to scream. This is what I think. This is how I am. When there's a panic and people are screaming, I'm so busy focused, trying to focus on what I'm hearing, what's really going on, because everybody's too crazy. Now, if everybody was quiet, I may be the first one to start screaming if something's going down. Because when everybody starts in an uproar, you try to, like, focus and be like, okay, wait a minute, what's really going on? That's how I am. And I think that was what's going on with you. Because if you were on the same plane in the same rocky motion and nobody said a word, you'd be like, wait a minute, you mother duckers.
I can't show any expression. I can't do that because if I look scared or nervous, it's going to make the passengers scared or nervous. Sometimes I have to suck it up and I want to be like, oh my God, but I can't.
You know, I'm not sure that if a plane...
Yes, Ernest.
I'm going to say, Vanessa, I'm not sure if a plane is going down and everybody's fearing for their life that they're worried about what your expression is going to be. And that goes for anybody. That's not just you. That goes for anybody. If I'm going down, I'm not going to look at the dude or the girl next to me. It's a comma, not a period. And look at the girl or dude next to me and say, what is their reaction? How should I react? If the plane's going down, I'm going to be hominess. I'm going to hoot-tie my bow tie. Jesus, save me now because I'm about to meet up with you.
If the plane is going down, Vanessa is going to be saying, Jesus, save me now. If the plane is going down, I'm going to be worried about
that. There's probably a whole lot of that going on when the plane's going down. There's a whole lot of stolen Honda.
But with turbulence and all that kind of stuff, they do look in our face. They are looking.
She's right. She's right. She's right.
You
look at them. Yes, Miss Elliott.
Because you know why we look at them? Because Vanessa, she does this all the time. Me doing it maybe 2-3 times a year, I'm looking at her. She starts going crazy and I know something's wrong. So imagine you taking a flight, you see still some turbulence, and then Vanessa go run up and down the runway, run up and down
the sidewalk.
Oh my God, I'm going to be like, what is wrong? About to happen. So, she cannot be bugging out. If she does, then that is not the job for her. That's all I'm saying.
She's right. She's right. Because let me tell you something. I'd be on there. If I was working on that plane, I'd be like, everybody sit down.
Hey, it would be more like, you better sit your ass down.
Yeah.
That's what I'm like, you better sit
Jay, but you know what, Jay? I think you're going to be okay because you can probably use that tan jacket as a flotation device.
Oh, you can use that tan jacket as a parachute.
Maybe
if I'm sitting next to you, I can use you as a flotation device, you fat dog. All right,
you know, it would have been funnier if I had said it first,
DJ extraordinaire. In the Chicagoland area. If you're in the Chicagoland area, by all means, hook up with my main man, DJ Sean Juan. You can find him on Twitter. You can also find him on Facebook. DJ Sean Juan. His phone number is 334-538-5739. 334-538-5739. That was 10 Good Minutes sponsored by DJ Sean Juan. Don't go nowhere, folks. You know, I kind of want to continue this conversation because I really wanted to hear about everyone's little, you know, fiascos. You know, I wanted to see, you know, what happened with everyone. I don't know, before we go out of 10 Good Minutes, does anyone have a story that we could pick up on the other side or what? No one? Anyone? I know Miss Lydia,
I know,
she
I
has a story.
One that I have one.
Okay.
From a plane.
Hold that thought,
Ernest.
We're
going
to go to break.
One.
On the other side, we're going to open the phone lines, 478-501-272. Miss Delias, I want to hear your story. Ernest, we want to hear your story as well. You listen to the J. Ryle Show on a Saturday, 347-850-1272. It's time for a weather update, the old school Get Hype song, and then on the other side, we'll finish the stories. And the QOD, the question of the day, we're asking people, what the hell is so important about sex? And I'm interested to hear what you got to say. We'll be right back after this. Don't go nowhere.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Good evening, I'm Rex Smith. Here's a look at the nation's weather.
7-day forecast showing a lot of action. Race staging here this Saturday at the Weather Channel. Severe weather will threaten with a Torcon of 4 in central Texas. 69 Dallas, a little rain, snow through the east, no big accumulations expected. In the 50s, New York and Boston, 42 Chicago, some rain, snow to the north, and things start getting organized tomorrow. This could be our next named winter storm. Some snow and ice here to the north, rain down toward the south in places like Atlanta, 61. Snow tomorrow night into Monday in Washington, D.C. You look like one of the big cities that could see multiple inches of snow. New York, you're colder, 30. You miss the snowfall, rain and snow out toward the west. Tuesday, everything clears the east coast. Another system coming into the north with some slightly colder air trying to get in here. Dry weather across the southern tier Wednesday. This system swings through the east, maybe rain for Chicago. Thursday, that system's off the coast, 56 New York City. Some snow into the interior, rain and snow out toward the west, 64 in Atlanta. A bunch of the nation by Friday, actually not too bad a shape with a high of 57.
I'm Rex Smith. 347-850-1272 is the phone number. Continue to listen to The J. Ryle Show. Have a good evening.
It's time for the old school Get Hype song, dog.
One, two, ready, go. One, two, ready, go.
Let me see you through your hands up into your. It's a
and see another blown man chilling. Let's get funky and right to the rhythm. Out to the bitch and see it's just hitting. Ladies, let your body don't slow down stopping.
Then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
You can't have my cornbread. That's for damn sure. Because if you try to take my cornbread, part two of my killing spree going to begin up in here on your ass right now. You think about my cornbread, they get the taste out your mouth. That's for damn sure. Because I'm from New York City. Nobody take no cornbread from me. And that goes for you and any other you motherfucking farmers want to try some shit. You fuck around with me, there's gonna be consequences and repercussions.
What did you say, nigga?
Saturday. Don't speak English.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Are you saying to move illegal substance on the street?
You got my 40, homie.
I thought you had $200.
I do. But I want to spend Red's money.
Hey, man, why y'all didn't help me?
And I'm high.
Until further notice, this station will not be broadcasting news and information for your area.
It's Saturday, 347-850-1272 is the caller number. J. Ryle Show. Glad you guys are in the house. Once again, 347-850-1272 phone lines. We're coming out there in a minute, but let's say hello to the peeps in the building, in the neighborhood. My boy, Mr. L to the E and to the S is in the house. What's up, baby daddy?
Man, I ain't scared of you mother suckers, man.
We know, baby. You sound like a pimp tonight. Yeah, I'm a pimp. I'm Mr. L. Yes, I'm a pimp. I'm doing my Barry White invitation, baby. Mama Beezy is in the Heezy. Hey, baby.
Party people. Do you want to get funky?
I want to get funky. I want to get funky.
You want to get funky?
I want to get
Grammy
funky.
Winner.
The Zulu Nation. Do you want to get funky?
I'm ready.
Nah.
So, baby, boom, 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 boom. Oh, see, you got me started. Lord have mercy. Big E is up in this thing. What's up, Big E?
What's up, everybody? How you doing? How you doing? You know, I put it in my mac and cheese in the chat room, and then it disappeared. I'm going to put it in there again so y'all can salivate over it, because it was pretty damn good. It really was good.
It was good? Okay.
Salivate
right.
means your mouth waters.
Okay. And Vanessa's in the house. Hello, Vanessa.
Hello. Send me some mac and cheese, Ernest. You can just FedEx it overnight.
Listen,
please.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, and Rich Sister talking about ship me some. You people need to get up in the kitchen and cook your own. I put a picture
and
a recipe
you
and
people.
Instructions up there.
You're from just
if
so you people to me.
You people asking for it. Yes, you people asking for it. Don't make
it
a black thing, girl, because it's not a black thing. It's you and Rich Sister asking for mac and cheese. I'm like, take your butt to the kitchen and make it.
All right, thank you. And that was our food tip for today. And, you know, as always,
the link is in the chat room.
All right, it's 38 minutes after the hour, bottom of the hour, J. Ryle Show. Few minutes security, the question of the day. Want to finish the airline stories as well, because I think I want everyone, you know, I'm just Now, you tell me, Vanessa, if it's making you nervous, then we will stop. I just thought about that. We're talking about this crap.
It don't make me nervous. I mean, it is what it is.
Okay, all right. Well, if it don't make you nervous, then we'll do that then. Let's get out to the phone lines, though. 347-850-1272 is our call number, 347-850-1272. Mr. LAS, man, who do we have on the line, Big Daddy?
Cinnabon.
Oh, damn. What's up, Cinnabon, baby?
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Cinnabon.
Yes, we want to talk about people who like Rumble B calling in. Yes.
Dude, I want to know if a man is still by her, the dude she had on the line the last time she called in. Where he at? You at his house? What's going on with
you? How you doing, brother?
He's up right here, dog. Don't you say nothing about my damn woman. I got you, brother. I hear it. I hear the bass in your voice. I hear it. I'm going to step back. Welcome in, Cinnabon. Hold your thought, baby, because I want to get your thought on the QOZ, but I want to get another story. Mr. LSM, give us a story real quick of a situation where, you know, it got a little dicey in the Philly skies.
Well, I was on a Cessna, man, a twin prop plane. We were going to Bristol, Tennessee.
Oh,
and, dude, we hit some turbulence. Dude, wow. I think everybody had to check their shorts after we hit that turbulence, man. It wasn't no joke there, man. Ooh, it was nasty.
Did the mask come down?
It just dropped. The plane just dropped. All of a sudden, it's like, boom. It's like it was falling. It was like, whoa. After that flight, I was like, no more twin props for me, man. It was
did you call Jesus?
Tennessee. Yeah, I did.
Did you call?
I sure did.
You did? Did he answer?
Please, Lord.
Did he pick up the phone, or did you get his voicemail?
Nah, he picked up the phone because he got the Bristol to save his sound.
Okay, well, that's good.
He drove back.
He drove back. If y'all know Mr. Elias is not a guy that likes to drive. So if he drove his ass back, that means that scared the ba-dooba-dooba out of his ass. All right, Big Daddy.
I'm
with you. All right, Ernest. Give me a story, Ernest, real quick.
This is when I was in boot camp in the Navy, and I was up in Great Lakes, Illinois, outside Chicago, at the training center. But I didn't want to go into the military. It's a long reason why I went in. I didn't want to go in the military. I was depressed in these 2 weeks, or sorry, 2 months of boot camp. It was the only time in my life I have tried to commit suicide because I just did not want to be there. And there was no way out. You know, once you sign up, you've been in the military. Once you're in, you're in. You know, unless you do something horrible.
You're a little too deep for us, Ernest. You're a little too deep for us.
I'm getting to the point. But anyway, the thing is, it was hell getting through it. I actually cheated to get out of boot camp. I cheated on my last physical, which is another show. But I cheated to get out, went through a month of school, and finally got home, right? Finally got to go home. And on the plane ride home from Chicago to Tulsa, Oklahoma, we had to hit some turbulence because it was May and it was, you know, that kind of weather in May in that part of the U.S. And we start hitting some rough air. And this woman sitting next to me, I have on my Navy uniform, this woman sitting next to me grabs my hand and I find out that she's from Tulsa. She's going home, too, from somewhere. So she grabs my hand. She is squeezing the life out of my hand. And I, you know, it's not getting any better. And I'm thinking the whole time, I have been through hell in the last 3 months. I'll be damned if I'm going to die before I get back home. Don't kill me now. This is not fair. This is not fair to put to go through hell for 2.5 months and then take my ass down to the ground at 500 miles an hour. I was scared ishless through that whole flight. I have never been so happy to see city lights when we got over Tulsa and we started descending and got below the clouds, you know, and everything kind of leveled out. Because when nobody up walking around, the stewardess is like, screw y'all, you're on your own. They were in their seats buckled up, wouldn't get no soda or peanuts, no sandwiches. Back, I mean, this is like 1987, so you got like, you know, snacks and stuff back then. I didn't get nothing. I just thought, I am in this white outfit and I'm going to die. I am going to die. Just boot camp and death. That's what my life is going to be. I haven't even been laid yet. That's going to be my life right there. I was never so glad to get on the ground. But I was it was because I'd only been on a plane three times in my whole life to that point. So it was, you know, I wasn't that well-versed on flying, and it just scared the life out of me.
All right. Thank you, Ernest. Ernest gave us a real detailed breakdown of how it scared the hell out of his ass. And, we're very appreciative. he even told us what he was wearing. Wow, he had a white suit on. Thank you, Ernest. For
I was in my Navy uniform. I got out of boot camp. I was in my Navy uniform, just like you were.
Thank you for bringing it down for us, Ernest. All right, folks. Yeah. All right, folks. It is time for the QLD, the question of the day. And the QLD is one of those questions where, you know, you just have to ask the question and just go with it. So the question is, why do people lose their damn mind when it comes to sex? Why is, for some people, sex is the number one freaking thing they want to do? So that's it. 347-850-1272. The QLD, the question of the day. Why do people lose their freaking mind when it comes to sex? So, Mr. Stanley, ask.
You need to be the first one answering that question.
Shut up. Mr. Elias.
Yes.
Hello, is it? What the hell is that?
What is all that noise?
Hello, okay. I think that was Cinnabon. Okay, Cinnabon, we're going to open your mic back up.
Yeah,
you
never
know
before
in that
house. So,
I know, they could be doing the QOD right about now while we're talking about it. Okay, we'll come back to Cinnabon.
Brother, if you listen, Cinnabon's man, if you're listening, get a nut out first and then call us back and we'll talk about it.
Shut up. Yes,
out.
Vanessa.
We'll come back to it.
While you were out, Mr. Elias asked a question, and it was, what is the one thing that you would have a hard time giving up for 45 days? Mr. Elias' answer was sex.
Previously on Saturday edition segment of the show. Do we have those?
Ernest, be quiet, please. Thank you very much. Yes, Vanessa.
So can Mr. Elias answer this question first while everybody go nuts about shit?
I think I asked him to answer the question first. Vanessa, thank you very much. God bless.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
off track.
No, no, go ahead on him, Joe, because nobody else said sex. He was the only one that said sex.
You see,
I'm wondering.
Pardon me.
Yes, Mom.
You see how Vanessa brought that up and said, Mr. Elias is the only one. So I guess you could tie that back into the email you got.
Yeah. I was thinking about that.
Mr. Elias was on a rampage.
I was going to ask Vanessa how she was hit the damn aircraft buggy before she got off. You take some of them wine coolers with you to the hotel room. That's what I wanted to know. My goodness. Thank you, Vanessa. All right, so, Mr. Elias, man. Yeah, well, whatever they sell the point. Yeah, so, Mr. Elias, okay, man. Why do people, and seriously now, why do people go freaking crazy when it comes to sex, Mr. Elias? Why?
I can tell you why I do.
Well, of course you can. We're all ears.
That's what I want to hear.
I like booty. Booty's more important than booty. More important than water. I tell you something. I like you and I want you. Now we do this the easy way or the hard way. The choice is yours.
Oh, God.
That's why.
Yes, and his new girl will be out to the market because he hasn't said that in a long time.
But, Mr. Abahama, now, I'm serious about this now. I, you know, the thing is that, let me ask you this, Ms. Elias. Mm-hmm. In a relationship, right,
mm-hmm.
where does sex rank in a relationship, in your mind?
Mm-hmm.
In my mind?
Yes.
Second, maybe third is second or third right
What
now.
Are the first two?
Actually getting along with somebody, man. Hell, at this stage of your life, hell, just
well, if you're in a relationship, you would
have a... No, hell, not all
that was already the case.
No, not all the time.
Well, you're right.
I mean, just,
yeah.
You could be with somebody for some years. You're like, damn, I don't want to be with you no more. But getting along, and you know, just having a connection together, man. That's just secondly. Sex first, about third in there, man. I got to get mine in. Though. I ain't gonna lie, I got to get it in.
Oh, well, we know that. You don't have to
tell us that.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do.
I guess getting along is definitely a part of it because, you know, you could be in a relationship for 18 years and get stabbed with forks and get ran over by cars.
Yes,
and, you know,
I'm telling you, getting along is really up there.
Because,
you know, that's that physical love.
When you don't like the person that you're with, then sex is at the way bottom. That's it.
Says at the way bottom. We know.
For me, and I'm just talking for me, because I realize that a lot of people out there in the world who listen to my voice, you don't like who you're with, but still sex is at the top because that's all you want them for. So I'm speaking out of time for real, because that's the only reason why a lot of people stay in relationships, because of sex. So that's them, but that's not me. That's them. Sex is really a reason why people stay together for so long. That's it. That's all they got. Other than that, they don't have nothing else in common. There's no other reason why they should be together. They don't really like each other. But that's it. So sex is really a big thing in society. For real. It really is. If you took sex out of the equation, for real, altogether, a lot of people are like, oh, I want a divorce. I want a divorce. I want a divorce. The line would be so long, it would be ridiculous. But people stay because, hey, I got something to do at the end of the day. We gone 2 days, we gone through that. And sex isn't involved. People wouldn't even get married. How about that? There wouldn't be a lot of divorces because people wouldn't even get married. The only thing Junebug got going for him is because he's laying down. I don't need Junebug. I'm just telling you, for real. If Junebug laid it down to me and the girl next door, I ain't got time for him. That's it. If the sex ain't good, if you took sex out of it, then Junebug would be gone and all the rest of the unreal baby daddies, no good for nothing. They would be out of here, because that's why a lot of people hang around, because of the sex. And thank God I'm not one of
them
sex-driven
people. Well, it sure ain't for the talking,
is it? I'm not one of them sex-driven people. I don't move and motivate myself and run my life off of sex. And that's why.
No, that's a good point, though. I say that. No, I'm not saying it to be funny. I'm saying...
No, I hear you, and I agree, and I'm going to be quiet now.
Yeah, I think that's interesting. I really truly think that's interesting. Let's get Cinnabon. Cinnabon, why do people go ape doo-doo? Well, yeah, I don't know why. Why do people go ape doo-doo when it comes to sex, Cinnabon? Why is it, like, the most important thing that they're trying to get? Because it seems to me that's what they all try to do, trying to get into bed with somebody. Why is that so, Cinnabon?
That's because they don't understand the linguistics about sex. A lot of people just go, they thinking it's something to do from the outer version of getting themselves off, when they don't look the deepness in it. Sex is exhibiting when it comes done between friendship first. And if you have that connection with friendship first and knows each other's needs and wants and knows how to do reversals as far as role reversals and giving that man or woman what they need. Let me get my daddy speak on this.
Yeah, Daddy. Come on in, Daddy. Why don't you speak on it, Big Daddy? Why do people go crazy when it comes to sex, Big Daddy?
Go ahead, Big Daddy.
Just basically, I just want to say hello, everybody, and, you know.
Yeah, hello, Big Daddy. Come on.
It's the same thing, man. Like, you know, you got to know each other, man. Like, sex, people can sit there and have sex. You got prostitutes on the street. You know what I'm saying? Let's keep it 100. People sit there and go out and get sex. You know, they pay for it and all that. But the reality of it is, when you're with somebody and you really love them and stuff like that, and the friendship is involved, you know,
like that.
that's what it's about, man. That's what it's about. At the end of the day, that's what it's about. Because nobody wants to catch no STDs. Let's keep it 100.
Oh, look at you with your woman sitting next to you. And I want to catch you when your woman's not by you. That's what I want to get answers from you.
He had every right answer because Cinnabon's sitting there.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, when your woman's good to you and you're your best woman's friend, then, you know, it's all great and gravy, ain't that right, baby? Did you give her some kisses while you were talking to us at the same time, Big Daddy?
Yeah. So
he was giving some sugar.
Big Daddy. Big Daddy, you would have to send us your number on the down low. We'll get you when she's not there. You know what I'm talking about. Good answer, Big Daddy.
Good answer. That's a good answer. All right, we're going to put y'all back on hold. We'll let you back in. Y'all just got some feedback. We'll get you back in, though. Stay right there. 347-850-1272. It's 5 minutes before the top of the hour. We're talking about the QOD, the question of the day. We're asking, why do people lose their freaking minds when it comes to sex. Now, let me tell you the reason why I came up with this question, Mr. Elias. I was sitting in a club in Scotland, and I was just looking around, and it was like every guy was in there trying to hit up on the females that were in there. And I'm like, you know what? What they're trying to do, they just trying to get with them. And I'm like, really? So you spend all this money for clothes, you know, cologne, all this stuff, and to go to the club to do what? To try to get some booty?
Same,
some
ass.
Same thing we used to do when we were younger. That's what we used to do when we were younger.
And but I'm just saying, these are grown-ass men now. It's different.
Yes.
Some people never grow up.
Teenagers.
Some
because
people
you know
never
what?
Grow up.
Because they never had the best of my love. Whoa, whoa.
You got yeah, the best of my love. Whoa, whoa. See, don't do that. Every time you do that, I put on my dancing shoes, girl. Don't do that.
And I think that's, I'm not going to say it's holy because of that. I think that's a big part of it. People who go around sleeping here and there and hearing it, they're looking for something. Definitely searching for something. And that's why I'm picking up
ass.
Now. No. It's not about ass, Ernest, because you can stop at ass anywhere. Anybody can get ass. Mm-hmm. It's not about that. If they're looking for something deeper. They're looking for something deeper.
Always about the ass.
Because
you a trick, Ernest.
Anyway.
What I'm trying to tell you, the world out there besides Ernest looking for ass is that people, normal men are looking for, no offense, but normal men are looking for versatility. They're looking for something spicy. They're looking for a different version of you every night. If you give them the same version of you every night, they're looking for versatility. One night I could be me. One night I'm going to be Moniqua. One night I'm going to be a Spanish
version.
Is that
your alter
ego?
Moniqua.
One night I'm going to give you a pure. One night I'm going to be a pure
Funquita.
Redneck. A redneck session.
Redneck.
That's what it is. And you know what redneck
I'd like to see
do.
That.
That's
redneck.
It. And you,
yeah, you
going to
do that.
What
you do, bring
it's
a gator
called,
up in there or
I'm
something?
I'm trying to tell you something. Versatility. That's the key. And that's what men look for.
I thought versatility was just getting a girl to put her ankles behind her ears.
No, it's different. Of course you would think that, Ernest. You ain't even got no weight around here. Men want something different.
Don't try to comment on things
thing
you don't know, Mom.
And the same old position. I know. Let me tell you something.
She's right about that, though.
I know what I'm talking about. Whether
right
you want to say
not
whatever.
Not with me.
I know.
I'm not with you.
I
don't know about that.
With you. I don't know about with you.
That's what I meant.
I'm saying right now, when you keep interrupting my knowledge, I'm
please
saying
say
the gems out. I'm saying the gems out to the people. Keep your men at home.
This is my knowledge.
The way you keep your men at home is by doing
seconds.
Different things.
Get it out.
Doing different things every night. They want to see something different. When they've been out all day and they saw Marianne, no offense, homegirl, and Shaniqua and Daisy, they saw all these different type of varieties out in the
Vanessa.
Street. Maybe was winking at them. Maybe was giving them a little play here and there. They want something different. They're like, nah. And they come home to you. Be different. Be different every night. Be different. That's all I'm saying. Be different.
Well, that's a good point. That's a good point. Michelle, I know you have to go.
Now, are you saying to be different?
Silence! We have to go to break. Miss Elias, man, I want to ask you another question. Can you hang out for a few more minutes?
What?
No, not actually. I gotta hit the road, man.
All right, well, hold on, man. You can stay on the line. Well, call us in. You can talk while you're on the move, right?
Yeah. I had to hop in the shower. I gotta get to the concert, man. So yeah.
You see, you got nothing to do. J-Rod, why
are
you bothering me?
Hold on. See, that's why, okay, now I see it. Okay, brother, let me let you go and do your pimp stuff, baby.
Yeah,
go ahead. I wish you could see me, man, because I would be, you know, what they do, I'm going to do your collar, I'm going to pimp, you're going to pull your collar, pimp collar. All right. Well, all right, bro, look here, man, if you can, you can. If you can't, you can't. Don't worry about it. We're going to step out. We're going to take a break. We're talking about the QD, the question of the day. Why do people lose their mind? Are their minds when it comes to sex? We'll be back after this. Don't go nowhere. It's J. Ryle Show,
we'll
Saturday
right
edition 347-850-1272.
This is your fitness diva, Mom to Little Donna, with your healthy lifestyle fitness tip for the week. I've said this before, and I'll say it again. Spending hours in the gym will not get you the results you want if you're not eating right. In fact, you could just start working out right now. Protein is the building block of lean muscle, and you need this nutrient to retain and fuel muscle recovery. Not only that, you need the right carbs and fat to drop weight and keep it off. A solid nutrition plan is the key. It's not about being on a diet. It's about switching out the junk and supplying your body with good nutrition. For example, when you're craving that box of donuts or a can of soda, grab a banana or apple and lemon-flavored water. Get rid of the cakes and cookies and grab some Greek yogurt. A few simple switches is all it takes to shrink your weight. Summer is almost here, so don't be stuck covering up. And remember, sweat is fat crying.
I can't even picture myself being with anyone but you. I would much rather be all by myself if I couldn't be with you. Because you make me laugh.
That's not all.
With all the jokes you have.
That's not all.
You get out as you wanna be.
That's not all.
And you're so sad. Then moving them around. But I had to lock you down. Cause I can talk to you.
That's not all.
About anything.
That's not all.
I can't keep my hands off of you.
That's not all.
There's so many things I can name. The list goes on and on.
Interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you. Now, back to our show.
You know what time it is.
Trouble. business, brother. What we call drugs is 74th Street Baptist Church. We call a Tennessee in sin.
Well, around here, between Normandy and Weston, we call this here a little twin.
Oh, yeah, folks, it's 5 out to the top of the hour. J. Ryle Show, 347-850-1272 is our call number, 347-850-1272, Saturday edition. Hanging out with my boy, Big E, is up in this house. What's up, Big E?
What's up there, Big J? Man, I almost fell asleep during that break. I got relaxed in this new chair. I got almost dozed off.
All righty, then. Thank you.
I'm here, though. I'm here. I'm sorry.
Where'd you
now? I got really comfortable. Yeah, I got really comfortable, so I'm sorry. I'm back.
That tickles your booty. Okay, all right, good. All right, Momo Beasley is up in the easy. Hey, girl.
No, nasty ass. It's just a new office chair, that's all.
Thank you, Riz. Hey, Momo.
Try to make it all dirty.
Hey, Momo. I wonder if I take you home.
Is it tonight, baby? Because I need you tonight.
Who sang that song?
Lisa.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, let's leave it that way, okay?
Ooh, girl, don't do that. Ooh, girl, don't do that. See, I jumped in there. I was ready. I was dancing. I was break dancing. Vanessa is up in this thing. What's up, Vanessa, girl?
I need y'all to keep singing. I'm here.
Yeah.
People
My baby. Yeah. That might have to be the damn Get Hype song for Wednesday. Hell. All day. Yeah.
Why I don't go over to your place.
Hey.
I'm not too sure about how you feel.
Yeah.
So I better move on my own pace.
I guess we're going to hear it again.
Shut up, Bernie. Stop being a hater.
I just ruined everything.
You're a hater.
Yeah.
Right. Cats, and they're all hiding right now. Hey, listen to you people.
Shut up. All right, the kill the question of the day. We're talking about why.
Everybody's
drive people crazy.
Rich sister, excuse me.
Hello, rich sister. Yeah, hello, you forgot me. I'm sorry, rich sister. I was going to say you, but I'm sorry. Hello, rich sister.
No, you wasn't.
Yes, I was.
Yeah,
I saw
that
song. I said I was, damn it.
No,
hello, rich
wasn't.
Sister. Okay, I was. Hello, rich sister. Hello, you forgot some damn body. You forgot the damn religious person on the show. My bad, girl. Come on in. So anyway, the kill needs a question of the day. Oh, Cinnabon's in the house, too. She's having some mic issues. Let's see if we turn. See if she got the echo. Okay, maybe the echo's right. Maybe she's good. All right, so listen, the kill needs a question of the day. We're asking you guys, why do people go so nuts and crazy when it comes to sex? And, you know, and so we're going to get to the bottom of it, no pun intended, tonight. Because we want to find out what's going on.
Yes.
You got to know.
Hi there. Uh-oh. Six is for sex.
Talk about sex. Guess who shows up?
You got me swinging.
You keep me swinging. Get the words right.
At the left, there was a man and woman having sex. And at the right, there were two men having sex. No, I wasn't sitting down. I was having drink after drink.
Six is for sex.
You didn't leave?
I didn't leave.
See, look, see, she got it. She didn't leave.
Who the hell did I leave?
Why am I going to leave? I wore this dress and no drawers on. I'm staying here and enjoying myself.
Six is for sex.
It's showing the hell in what's going on, Miss Terry Girl.
Hey, let's talk about sex, baby.
Yeah. Let's talk about you
talk
and
about
me.
You
let's
and
talk
me.
About
hey,
us.
Hey, hey,
y'all stop, please. I'm dancing. Yeah.
Let's talk about you, Miss Terry.
Hey, Momo. Hey, Ernest.
Hey, Terry.
Huh? Yes.
She just said hi to you, Miss Terry. Finish your hello and your salutations, please.
Oh, I don't know who else is on, but hi
well,
to everybody on. Hi, Vanessa.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm good.
You know, between me and you.
Warn Marianne and Music that this show is about sex, so if it gets too raunchy, girl, you're going to have to just turn us off like you did a couple weeks ago. I'm just saying.
Oh, my goodness. Just between me and you, Miss Terry,
put
I think.
It out there. Well, we're talking about sex tonight, so
I think Vanessa snuck some of those little bottles off the plane because she, you know, she been drinking everything.
You're having a conversation with somebody over there.
Yeah. All right. So the Kill Neither question of the day. We're asking, why do people, Miss Terry, you jump right in. Listen, why do people lose their minds when it comes to sex? Is it that important, really?
It depends on where you're at in life. Like, let's say you're a tween, you really haven't got it, when you do get it, you go crazy a minute. You smell it, you go crazy a minute. Then you get in your 20s and you're kind of, you start smelling yourself, like the old people say, you start smelling yourself and, things happen and, And then when you get in your 20s or 30s, you start perfecting the sexual act. The craft.
Is
that the reason why you stay with 20-year-olds? Is that the reason? Are we hearing it now live on the air?
I'm not done yet. Excuse me.
Oh,
and
sorry.
Then when
let
you
me
get
sit down.
And then when you get to your 40, you're at that part where they say everybody's horny, but not every woman's horny at 40. I've talked to a few that aren't.
What about you?
I'm not. I've been horny since... since birth, probably. I don't know.
She's been horny since the first time somebody slapped her on the ass, Jay. What do you think?
But when you're with the right person and things are going right, it's great. It's wonderful. That, I'm going to go
with
Prince Zodia. I'm going to go to Prince Zodia for a minute. When you are having sex, you are usually making great money. That kind of motivates money to be made. That's the area where creativity is. And all that. So if you ain't having any, a lot of people that ain't having sex is kind of broke. So that's part of the creativity part about you.
What I want to say on that, a lot of people who have money do have sex. Yes, they do. But they're not having sex with the right people. They just have a sex.
You still have to move that part of your body. When you don't, and there's women, some women can go like me. I went 8 years without it because I was trying to.
Whoa, hell no!
My
how long?
Yeah.
You got that?
8 years.
Listen, don't let Miss Terry fool you. She's got a whole chest full of toys. She wasn't going without an orgasm.
Without a ding dong sandwich.
Ooh, you got a ding dong sandwich.
So when a person that's a virgin or somebody who says I'm not doing nothing and they travel through life without moving or vibrating their mm-hmm. most sensitive part, there's a difference between that person and me. Like who I'm satisfied. Yes, I am.
I self-satisfied.
Thank you very much.
I do. Let me tell you why I do. Because I went through two bad relationships, and I just feel that when you give that part to, I want to give that part to the right man, not any man. So I'd rather self-satisfy myself than just give it away.
Oh, you said self-satisfied myself. All righty then.
There's nothing wrong with it. You have. Men do it too. Y'all think, ain't nothing wrong with it.
Why you got? All right, girl. You ain't got to get like that. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Well, I'm just saying.
There's something wrong with it, Terry.
So I have a chest full of toys.
Wow. Okay, so now.
For those that don't know, we established that last Thursday on my show because she was on there too.
But here's the deal, though. When you talk about this, I like the way that. Okay. When you think about it, though.
Where's the dildo?
I'm looking at my skirt.
All the women come running for the dildo.
I was looking for the dildo.
Oh, this is Mariana right. and Rich Sister are running out of here right now.
All right. So, but let me ask this question, though. Let me ask this question because now when we talk about, okay, so let me ask you then, Momo B, in a relationship, right?
Yes.
Is where does sex rank in the relationship for you? You in a great relationship. Where does it rank?
You need pussy control.
No. I'm gonna tell you two different things because I the most grown I dated was in two different phases of my life. So when I was single, I think this is very important. That's why I'm saying it. When I was single and didn't have any children, sex rank, I would say, maybe, I want to say second. That's what my mind is telling me to say, so I'm going to say
second, okay.
We knew what rank first.
Sex is never first. Sex is never first.
Her job.
We knew
first. I didn't
first.
Say
no,
that.
First.
I said we know what ranked first.
No, okay, no, I'm just telling you that sex never ranked first, nowhere, never. It never did, ever.
I know,
because I was supposed to do it.
Slow.
It was never ranked first. So,
I need that
I'm
point.
Saying that. When I was younger, I didn't even want sex like that because I was like, yo, I want somebody to love me for me. I want somebody to stick around. How about that? I want somebody to stick around. I want somebody
How's that
to
working
be
out
there.
For you?
After sex. No, Ernest, it's working out. No, you know what? I'm gonna tell you this. Ernest, I know you laugh and hey, everything's funny, but sometimes it's wrong.
I wasn't laughing. I said
you
want somebody to take care of me. Like, how's that working out for you?
No, motherfucker. If I want somebody to stick around.
Hey, Momo, be watching. Hell no. She lost her mind. Hell no. No.
Gotta go.
No.
This person has been muted.
She used a major curse word. Oh, y'all curse. We hitting y'all.
Oh, my God.
Lord have mercy. What was that? Jesus. Let's all take a pause for a second and calm down. Let's bring Momo B back. Yes, Momo B. Finish your thought, please. Thank you. Jesus.
Okay.
Christ, what was that?
Well... Jay, you already know how I talk, so I'm sorry.
You get mad,
there.
You get like that.
No, I'm just saying. So maybe before I say my answers, I may ask you a request that you mute the person who want to jump in every 5 seconds. How about that?
We're gonna hit his ass next.
You've been
go
talking
ahead.
For 50 minutes. How can anybody jump in? You ain't taking a breath yet, girl.
You know what? This is the thing. I can't take it, Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord.
Pray. Let's all pray. Let's pray, baby. Let's pray, baby. I mean, listen. If you ask Jesus, if you call for Jesus, we're gonna call for Jesus. Because listen, every now and then we have to take a spiritual break. That's just the way it is. I understand. Call him. Pretend you're on the plane and call for Jesus. Yes, no problem. I understand. Right now we're going to take a moment.
Do we need a woosah moment?
Yes, and we get it. If you shut your big fat lip.
Hey, lead by example, okay?
Oh, Jesus, we ask that you watch over this damn show. Oh, Lord. Come on, Eddie Kay. Come on, Eddie. I'm going to sit down now. Woo! Come on, Eddie K. Yeah. Let them lose you. Come on, Rich Sister. Let them give us a scripture if you don't want to. Yeah. Rich Sister, where you at, baby? Come on out, girl. Let's all say hello to the First Lady of the TGR's Radio Network Church. Come on, Rich Sister. Say choir.
Come on,
Rich Sister.
Oh.
We I know can't nobody say like you, my brother. Can't nobody say like you. Whew, that felt good. All righty. Back to the show.
And with that, I'm going to depart.
That felt better.
Are you ready yet? This is Cinnabon. Oh,
yeah,
God.
Ooh, are we ready for what, Cinnabon? We just had church. Are you going to take us someplace else, Cinnabon? Because it sounds like it in your wicked laugh.
Why would you no,
we're going to go somewhere.
She's ready to go somewhere. She's always ready to go somewhere.
Soon as church comes in, she want to come Cinnabon, in and just use it all up. Come on, Cinnabon.
Yeah, she probably got high. What's
yeah,
up, Cinnabon?
Yeah, where Big Daddy at? He busy right now. He can't talk.
Yes, she can. She can talk. Back on. I got to say this.
All right,
so
talk
crazy
to the Cinnabon. Talk to me, girl.
So the sex is because, honestly, the way these money get so crazy, get so crazy, asking myself, is it's all in a name. That bounce is right. They get crazy.
I don't understand anything she's saying.
All I want to say is you're so crazy.
You can't even hear what she's saying.
Uh-oh. What the hell is going on? See, y'all need to stop all that, what y'all doing
honestly
over there. Y'all need to come up for air or something.
Hold on.
Yeah,
no,
yeah. What y'all? What?
Uh-oh.
I don't know what
the real radio. Listen.
I am Sergio.
What's going on over there? But it's a Michael Boogie call. Y'all may need to come up for some help and call us back because y'all sound crazy. So why don't y'all, we're going to hang y'all up and y'all try this again, Cinnabon and Big Daddy, because we want to hear what y'all got to say, especially now that y'all done doing what y'all was doing. All right, so anyway, are you ready, Mama B, baby? Are you ready, Mama B? See how that happened? See, that was beautiful. That was beautiful. 347-850-1272 is our caller number. 347-850-1272. Jay Ryle Show, Saturday edition. To kill me, the question of the day, we're talking to you and asking you guys about sex. Now, Ernest, we haven't heard from you yet. Break it down for us, guy.
Yes, we have.
So you're asking me the question of the day?
Yeah. So the question is, Ernest.
On a tangent.
Well, you know what? We only have 4 minutes left. You wanna do it on the other side or what?
Yeah. Why don't we just take the break? Well, it's a little early for break. But yeah, I'll do it on the other side.
Four minutes ain't long enough.
Four minutes ain't long enough. I don't know that song, but I'll sing with you. I don't know what that is, but I'll sing with you. 4 minutes ain't long enough. 4 minutes ain't long enough.
4 minutes ain't long enough.
Long enough.
4 minutes ain't
long
enough.
Yeah, see, I know what you. I don't know where we're going, but yeah.
I don't know.
I know. She's just repeating herself. I don't know what's going on.
That's what R. Kelly does.
To reply.
Well, now we're down to 3 minutes. Now we're down to
3 minutes
ain't long enough.
3 minutes
ain't
long
enough. Yeah, 3 minutes ain't long.
3 minutes.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll get Ernest's answer. We'll get Rich Sister too. I don't think Rich Sister answered the question either.
You sound stupid saying that over and over again. I'm just gonna let you know.
Pump,
shut up. You always try. You know what, Ernest? What I notice about you, Mama Bumblebee? Let me say this. Let me say this. Ernest always trying to say things.
I can't hear anything you're saying.
Ernest always is trying to say things to try to hurt people's feelings.
He's a hater.
I don't know why you do that.
I can't hear anything because Momo is running her fat mouth. She won't shut the hell up for a second.
You shut the hell up, motherfucker.
And she's still talking. Why are we doing this? Why are we even here?
Word is born.
You dangle in my arms, cause love is power. Can you feel it? Sky's the limit once you reveal it. Your heart was wounded, God sent me to heal it. On a mission, ain't no stress, love. Touch it with precision, just undress, love. I know the right position. Come on, trust me, girl. Throw this rock up on your hand, I give you the world. And your face,
woo!
On the real was the honey looking late.
Ooh, baby, baby.
In the spotlight, and you can drive it laced in all white. I'm wearing triple black, a gear top flight, trips to Venice. The man of steel when I'm in this, a match made in heaven when we blend this. Love is everlasting, in other words, endless. To love any other man would be senseless. And your face,
ooh,
on the grill was the honey looking late.
We go a little something like this. Hit it.
Yeah, that's gonna be nice in that. Yeah, it's gonna be nice. So I'm telling you, it's gonna take you way back.
I don't want no sensitive man either.
That's what I'm talking.
We already know what you know. We come on, come on now. You come on now. Well, this is you. I mean,
I just felt that I had to say that because I'm the only woman on the channel.
Well,
yeah,
come on.
I don't want a sensitive man. I do not. I want somebody to put me in a headlock.
That's my girl.
I took the hell out of you.
See, I just tongue pressed 50 pounds. I just tongue pressed 50 pounds.
I tongue pressed 50 pounds.
Rewind. Rewind.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Say what?
Say what?
Say what?
Say what?
Say
what?
What?
This is why I'm hot.
And you believe it, yo? The third and final cut of the Jay Rouse Show is here.
Point blank, it is what it is.
Yo, fellas, make it do what it do, yo.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Say hello to my little friend!
I thought I told you never to interrupt me while I'm working.
What's up?
347-850-1272 is our caller number. 347-850-1272. Welcome back to the third set of the Jay Rouse Show. All right, folks, it's time to tell you what's coming up here on the TGR's Radio Network, online radio at its best, and family and friends of the show. Starting tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock a.m., it is the serious side of the Jay Rouse Show. That's right, we're back live. Happens tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., me, Mr. Elias, my main man, Jerome Esprit from EspritRadio.net, and, of course, Dr. Francis Aldea. It's intelligent conversation by ordinary people. It's the serious side. Happens every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. right here on the network. And, of course, every Wednesday, it is the Wednesday edition of the Jay Rouse Show. It's the Who's Who edition of the Jay Rouse Show, 7:30 p.m. Central Time. Once again, all times are central. Me, Mr. Elias, Dr. Princess Aldea, Momo, BZ, and Nahizi. And Vanessa is up in this thing as well. And, of course, Miss Terry and Rich Sister and all the gang are usually in the house as well. So don't forget to check it out on Wednesday. Thursday nights, it's the True Purpose Development Show with Dr. Princess Aldea, the Queen of Inspiration. That's at 7 p.m. And, of course, every Friday, join Montu LaDonna's Dr. Princess Aldea and Rich Sister for Ladies First Radio every Friday at 7. And, of course, we're all here in the house Saturday, 5 p.m. It's the Saturday edition of the Jay Rouse Show. Me, Mr. Elias, my main man, Ernest, Momo, BZ, and Nahizi, and, of course, Vanessa and Rich Sister and Miss Terry and everyone is up in the house with us every show. Ernest, man, tell us about what's going on ERN, brother.
You can find out everything you need to know by going to ErnestRadioNetwork.com. Now, we are on five nights a week as well. Sundays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, you can find our own Jane Hoffman and her new co-host, John Yoder, on Political Gravity, talking about politics and religion of today. Now, Monday is Music Monday. We celebrate the best in independent music, one artist, one CD at a time. That's Mondays at 8 p.m. Eastern. Now, Wednesdays, Jane and John are back for our own inspirational show, Beaten Path, talking about how you can find your point of revolution and change the world today. Thursday, it's my show, the Ernest Experience Radio Show at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central. It's 2 hours of news, weather, the ERN Listening Lounge, and a whole lot more. And if you didn't catch this last Thursday show, I would encourage you to go to our archives. It's probably still on ErnestRadioNetwork.com and listen to it. All the ladies were on with me, and it was a hoot of a time. It was good, and I think Rich Sister might have passed out a couple times. But and then Saturday, we are here at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central, simulcasting with the best people in the business for Saturday edition with the TJRS Radio Network with Jay Rao, Mr. Elias, Momo Beezy, Miss Terry, and the other whole cast of people that show up. It's the funniest show you're going to hear on radio all week long. I guarantee it. Now, you can find out the schedule, listen to recent shows, find our Facebook, our Twitter, and maybe a few extra things by heading over to ErnestRadioNetwork.com, and we will see you there. That's it.
I appreciate it,
Vicky.
And, of course, Monday through Friday, it is Kings in the Morning from 10 to 12, Light Skin, Johnny Graham Cracker, Davis, Simi, Sweet Tea, Robert Redwine, DSW, and Lenny Lynn. Boy, they have a whole football team over there. But anyway, every Monday through Friday, they're on from 10 to 2, some of the funniest stuff in the world. And, of course, you can check out your girl, Rich Sister. I don't know what day she's on. Just type her name in the top right-hand corner if you're listening on BTR Radio. It's Thoughts of Vision. You can type it in. It'll tell you show times. And, of course, you can always do the same for Caliwood Nation and for our main man, GOG, in the place to be. Now, Momo B, I saw something on Facebook that kind of got me excited a little bit. Now, it looks like to me that the explosion may be on its way back on the air. Is there any truth to those rumors? Or?
Yes, there is truth. The explosion is brewing.
It's brewing. I can't wait.
Full blast. And yes, I expect to be back on this month. By the end of March, I'm going to, you're going to hear it first. You're going to hear it. I'm going to be back on Blog Talk Radio. The explosion is coming back. I've been away for 2 years. I didn't even know it was that long.
Wow.
It was 2 years. Can you believe it? 2 years since my last show.
I can't believe that.
Somebody told me you were going to be here. Jay, when somebody tells you that and you say, nah, and they argue with you, and I said, let me go look. And sure enough, 2 years. I didn't even know. Because it just seemed like yesterday when I was on my show popping crap. I was doing my thing. It don't seem like it was 2 years ago, but yes, it was. Because they said, yeah, Trayvon Martin was the last show you did. And they were right. Trayvon Martin's show was the last show I did.
Has it been 2 years?
Yes.
It was March 23rd 2 years ago, too. Did you know that? It was March 23rd. And that's this coming, that's a week from tomorrow. It's been 2 years.
That was the last show I did. I was so disgusted with that show.
I listened to that show. Momo wasn't Momo on that show. It was very different Momo than.
I was a mother on that show. I was a mother. Fuck
exactly.
Mother,
there you go. That was it.
I'm sorry, Jay. I didn't mean to curse. But
what'd you do? Did she cuss again?
I didn't hear what she said.
I didn't hear what she said either.
I was not mother. I was a mother. That's what I was. And it hurt me to my heart. And I did that show about that. And that was the last show. That was it for me. I was done.
I was done
with all of it. I was done with everything. And that was my last show. That was it. I didn't watch no more. I didn't talk no more. That was it for me.
Yeah. I have Rich's show information if you want me to read it.
Yeah, go ahead real quick.
No, you can read it when I'm done. And so now I'm coming back.
No.
The explosion is coming back. Because now,
Don't just finish, Momo. Finish. Don't respond. Just go. It's coming back.
Sorry. Yes, it's coming back. Because now I realize, since I've been going back, people not talking about what I want to talk about. I have a lot to say, and I don't want to talk about what I want to talk about. And so I need my show back. Yes, I need my show back, boo.
We can't wait.
Back. Yes.
Well, you need to let us know. Date and time. We'll be more than happy to tune in. We want everybody to tune in to the explosion with Momo B. All right, Ernest, tell us what's going on with Rich Sister's show.
According to her blog, which you can go to thoughtsforvision.blogspot.com, it says tune in to Thoughts for Vision radio show at 1:30 p.m. Pacific time, Monday through Friday. That is, Monday through Friday, 1:30 p.m. Eastern. And then click, it's all jumbled here. You can also hear her the second and third Sunday, every second and third Sunday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific time on Caliwood Nation at blogtalkradio.com/Caliwood. If you want more, just go to her blog at thoughtsforvision.blogspot.com. That's where Rich Sister's at.
Okay, good. All right.
Thank you, Ernest. All right,
it is 37 minutes after the hour, J. Ryle Show, Saturday edition, 347-850-1272. The QOD, the question of the day, we're asking people, why do folks go so crazy when it comes to sex? And the reason why the question came up was because I was sitting in a club in Scotland, and I just noticed everyone was trying to hook up with everyone. And I'm saying, Vanessa, there has to be a better way. And I'm thinking to myself, how can you, if your relationship, Vanessa, and you're a good person to ask because you've been married for a very long time, if your relationship is built on sex alone, what happens when you get to the age where you can't, do that anymore? Well, maybe that's not true because Miss Terry said they be getting busy in the old folks' home. But yes, Miss Vanessa.
Don't worry about that. At least I will be. I know you won't.
Don't worry about that. Get that damn bass out your damn voice.
Well, I'm just saying.
I'm just trying to confirm something with your ass.
Yeah, well, confirm it. Yes, I'm going to still be having sex in the old folks' home, yes.
At 80 years old.
At 80.
That's
going to
be some nasty looking
stuff
there.
Yes.
You better worry.
Why not? I can do whatever I want to after that.
Why not?
Okay. Hey. All right. So anyway, so Vanessa, before I was so rudely interrupted by the sexomatic. So my question to you is, when you build a relationship, if it's all physical, what happens when you get to the point where, you know, that's not the most important thing, or you can't do it any longer?
I'm not there yet, but I will say.
I didn't say you were, baby.
I know. I will say this. There's a big age difference between my husband and myself.
I don't know
if the other ladies. Yes. There's about a little over seven and a half years between us. And we were at our sexual peak at two different times since I've been married. So, being that. Yeah, because a man gets to a certain age where he really wants it all the time, Mr. Elias. But then a woman, she's at a certain age that she wants it all the time. So you better love that person, and you better have something else in common with that person other than just sex. Because if you don't have the sex, then your marriage is going to fall apart. So I don't think that it should be based clearly on sex. I think that sex is a big role in it, because the physical is a big role in your relationship with somebody. But I would hope that somebody would not base a solely based relationship just on the physical, because there's going to be a time that somebody checks, somebody something, and they need to take a little blue pill, whatever color that pill is. But I just think that you cannot base it solely on sex. So for me, my marriage is not based solely on sex. I wouldn't be married 31 years.
Oh, okay. Wow. I thought I had to say that. I just felt that it was needed to be said after you did that little thing there.
I think that the physical, women want to be touched. They want to be rubbed. They want to be caressed, because I believe that sex starts in the morning. Sex starts the day before. You can't wake in the door and think that you can just have sex with me and you ain't took out the trash, the house dirty, you got your dirty clothes.
Exactly.
Ladies, the sex not start in the morning. If it doesn't, I'm saying, I guess it does not for others. For me, sex starts the day before or the morning, because you got to be nice. You got to come in and how was your day. You got to say something. You got to be nice to me. You got to say something to me. Make me feel like you love me. You know she's not going to get me in the bed and say, okay, let's screw. That doesn't work for me.
Oh. All righty then. Tell us how you really feel. Wow. Thank you, Vanessa, for that. Yes. Christ. Alrighty then. All right, Ernest, let me ask you something now.
Go ahead, Vanessa.
Question.
I agree with Vanessa.
Yeah, that's true. Alright, Ernest, give us your response, big dog. Why do people go crazy when it comes to SEX?
You have to spell it out now? There's children in the room?
Really?
I think it's a couple of reasons. I think we're built for sex. Obviously, we're built for pleasure, to get pleasure and to give pleasure. And by the way, how important is sex in a relationship? I answer that the way I always do. If the sex in a relationship is good, it's regular, it's varied, it's 10% of the relationship. If it's bad, it becomes 90% of the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a sex life is as important as anything else. It's all about balance. But why do people go crazy for sex? Because sex is fantastic. I mean, sex is just, it's the physical part of it, it's the endorphin rush, it's a chemical reaction, there's sometimes emotions involved. Sex, somebody earlier said sex is liberating, whether you're just kind of, you know, you got a piece on the side, or you have a partner that you fully trust, sex is liberating. I mean, there's things that you do during sex, or say, or even just think, that you would never venture to do otherwise. You know, that you wouldn't. Sex is liberating. It creates self-esteem. It creates pleasure. It creates a bonding. It creates trust. And those are things that are inherently wired in us. Now, we approach them differently. Men approach it differently than women do. But ultimately, the act is always going to be there. So let's get to it. Let's understand that our partners are different and wired different. Don't look down on anybody. Just understand that it's different than you. And that creates a lot of activity and a lot of opportunity to interact. Like Vanessa said, it starts in the morning. It starts the night before, possibly. You know, it doesn't just start when you walk in the door. I mean, there's times for quickies and, you know, one-offs and in the kitchen or whatever, but there's times for wooing and caressing, and men like to be touched too, as much as women. Men like to be petted and caressed and licked and kissed.
Speak
and
for
whatever.
Yourself, homeboy.
For me, it's
licked.
Just a wonderful. What, you don't like to be kissed or licked by a woman?
I don't like to be caressed.
You
ain't got to caress on me.
Funny.
All you got to do is just take your clothes off.
I'm trying to
caress
on you. But a woman would, maybe somebody that's blind and ain't got no taste buds in her mouth. But whatever, I'm saying that we're built for it. That's why people lose their minds, because it's kind of like when you get it all the time, you don't think about it a lot. But when you're not getting it, it is the only thing on your mind until you start getting it again. We're just built for it, and I am going to go get it as much as I can until, you know, I got myself a regular. So, although I haven't had it in months, don't think I'm talking a huge game. I haven't had it in
you.
A while.
Thank you. We got the answer and your love life.
Oh, we're sensitive now. We had to hear about your
at the same time.
We
thank
you. Hear about mine.
No, we're not sensitive. But here's the deal. And let me ask you, because the thing is this. Everyone, I'm not sure if you heard the story about Darren Sharper. Darren Sharper is the guy who played for the New Orleans Saints. He was an NFL analyst. This guy was he was a major star. This guy drugged women, right, to render them unconscious, and then took the booty. I mean, why would you put your... This is the reason why I say people go crazy. Because there are people out there...
That's a totally different level.
No, hold on. What I'm saying,
that's a totally different level.
It's not. Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why.
What do you mean, no, it's not?
Oh, let me tell you why. The reason why I say people lose their mind, because why would you do that? Why would you render someone unconscious so you can have sex with them? Why do powerful men put themselves in positions where they sleep with their subordinates and they can lose everything behind that?
Right.
Why do you do that for booty?
Because you ain't drugging somebody to go through their kitchen or their refrigerator. You're drugging them to screw them. I mean, you're drugging them to hang out on Netflix. And it does make people go crazy.
I don't know about anybody else on the panel, but I don't know nothing about how a rapist thinks. No, that's a whole different...
But what I'm saying is...
A rapist's mind is different from just having sex.
Yeah, nobody's disagreeing with the fact that rape is about power. It's not about sex. But, you know, you can do a lot of things to people, but people choose to rape because it's a power issue, but it's also about sex in some way. It's lesser about sex with a rapist, but it is about that to some level. Beyond that, it's much more about power and control and, you know, whatever else is in that person's mind. Let's say we understand that for the sake of the argument. Let's say we understand all that.
I agree with Ernest on that. I can't say I understand none of that, so I'm just going to be quiet.
But here's the deal, though, and here's where I'm going with this. When we look at it, okay, explain to me why. I know a real good friend of mine, this guy is making over $100,000 a year. I mean, very powerful guy, right? He has a person that works for him that wants him, right? Now, she's sending him text messages, sending him pictures of her ass and everything. And do you know that this guy has stepped off the deep end, you know? And, you know, the thing is that he risks everything. Now, if he gets caught, he's going to get fired. He's going to lose his family. He's doing all this for sex. I'm asking why.
Sometimes it could be like that. Jake, you're not making a good point, because we don't know what he had before. What you had before is what is. If he just had, I met her when we was in high school and I met her as a kid, then okay, there may be one that come around and you could risk it all.
She works for him.
I'm talking about who he was with from day one, who he's cheating on. Where did she come from?
Well, I can't say that because then he'll know what I'm talking about.
If he was my first one ever, then you try to leave while you're another one. I may dump your ass to move on.
No, it's not the first one.
Yeah, well,
is this person you're talking about in the news story, is he married?
No.
Yes.
I don't think so. Was he married?
Oh, whoa, you talking about Jared Sharper? No, he's not married.
Because I don't know who it is. Oh, he's not. No. Okay, all right. Well, Good Lord, if he's rich and
he's a serial,
or sports
he's a
player
serial
and got
racist.
Money, why is he drugging people for? That's
he's
crazy.
A serial
going
racist.
On there, obviously.
He's a good-looking guy.
Racist.
He has
What's
money.
His name? I'm going to look him up.
Darren Sharper. So why is he doing this?
Darren Sharper,
wait,
okay.
Wait. But hold up. He drugged her before? He did it?
Yes.
That was the story that he was drugging her. And the thing about it is that he's so powerful.
He doesn't think he's gonna get. He didn't think he was gonna get caught.
Yes,
and when you have a mind like that, that you think that you can get away with Eric, he's probably, if you look back in his history, he's probably got away with a lot of stuff growing up. And there were
right.
a few people
Damn.
In his life that knew
that
he
is...
would rape somebody. To be honest with you, because how I know that is because I knew someone like that.
He did it before.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody first time.
And he didn't get caught. Yeah.
Not first time.
Nope. Don't believe it.
Oh, no, I know. No, apparently it's not his first time.
He's crazy.
But what I'm saying is I don't understand why you would have to do that. You are an NFL star. You have money out to consume.
Yeah.
And, you know, and so him and his brother was doing this. They party with the girls, have fun with the girls, and, you know, give them a little. Then the girls would wake up naked and, like, what the hell happened?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, you know. I'm like, why would you do that?
Because
why would you risk everything for that?
It was the thrill of doing it. Just
That's crazy.
Some people, some people steal from stores and they can afford to buy what they're stealing, but they don't do it. How about that? It's the same concept.
Yeah.
You get a thrill off of taking it. You don't want to pay your money for it. You think it's not worth it. The same concept. It's not worth me paying my $40 for this thing. But I can put it in my pocket and walk out the store.
Yeah, this guy doesn't respect himself. How can we expect him to respect anybody else? He obviously doesn't have any confidence
exactly.
with women, or he wouldn't, or he would know that he could probably just go up and talk a little game.
Well,
and
he probably
ass,
knows
that's what
that.
It really boiled down to.
But and Jay, you'll never know what it why
exactly.
You'll never figure
that's
it out because you're not a racist mind, so you're not going to ever figure it out because that's not who you are.
No matter
that's
how
many
you.
Shows
okay, but let's go. Okay,
you
okay,
do,
all right, I get you. Okay, I'm
no
with you on that.
How many shows
on
you do?
Side.
Not going
to. Okay, I'm with you on that one. I'm with you. But listen to this one here. Okay, let's go back to the guy. These people who are, and this happens in every workplace. Folks get together and they have sex, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about sex.
Mm-hmm.
And so my thing is that why would you risk everything for that? I mean, is it that good? Are you serious?
You don't
really?
First of all, you don't think you're going to get caught. Because anybody that cheats
exactly.
don't think you're going to get caught. That's the first
that's
thing.
That's what Bill
I ain't gonna
Clinton
get caught.
Said.
I ain't gonna get caught.
He's
at my job.
Monica Lewinsky,
blah, blah, blah.
Because he could.
I'm not gonna get,
he didn't think he was gonna
I'm
get
not
trouble.
Gonna get caught. You
yeah,
know?
Exactly.
The only way you're not going to get caught unless you buy your damn self. If there's two people involved, then there's a great possibility that you could get caught. So I don't know what the other thing
yeah.
is.
Yeah. But people don't be thinking about
somebody
that.
At some point is going to say something.
B-I-N-G-O-N Bingo was his name. That's why I wrote Solo.
Oh, my God.
Solo.
Oh. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. J. Ryle Show. We're talking about why do people lose their freaking minds when it comes to sex? And, you know, I just don't get it. And I guess I'll never get it because there's nothing. Let me tell you something. Booty is booty.
But,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know.
Booty ain't
all
booty.
Gonna
ain't booty
cause,
no, booty ain't booty. Some booty is good. Some booty ain't really good.
You can't say that because there's a person you married and there's a person that you didn't marry. So all booty ain't the same. We can't say that. All booty
is not the same because there's booty that's kind of okay.
And a person who put more into it than others, if you're gonna put your heart into it, you're gonna create shit and be called shit.
Mobile B. Okay, look.
Okay. I'm going to mute myself. How about that?
All right. Thank you. Jesus Christ. All right. So, let me, I'm waiting for Cinnabon because Cinnabon is the epiphany of, Cinnabon.
It's
what say you, baby?
that's what he has.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, here we go again.
Don't let me break out the aqua boogie again.
Cinnabon.
It's just an old bodega sign to a new bodega sign. People get tired of the old ordinary. They like something new and exciting. And if it's something new, then that's what they like. And people just have to know they have to change it up every single time. Other than that, it will get back down.
Cinnabon, can
and
you just stand next to a
that's
window when you're
crazy
talking?
No, we heard most of it. I think, you know, I get what she's saying.
Okay.
What she's saying is, and let me say this, and let me be perfectly honest with you, because this is where it gets into the part where men are pigs. And I'm a man, I admit it, but I'm telling you something. Men are
and
pigs.
And women do it too,
men,
let's just remember.
Women do, but men like variety. They want to have variety.
Yep.
And I think that's what
that's
all about.
I've been trying to tell you.
It's all about variety. You know what I'm saying?
You are.
Yeah, I mean, so I, you gotta call a spade a spade. I mean, it really is. You can have.
Yes.
I know a guy
like,
who was married
to
a freaking supermodel. She was a supermodel. This girl was one of the baddest women I've ever seen in my life.
She could have been a dead lay, though. She can be pretty, but she could have been a dead lay.
I don't
know. The supermodel.
I would like to find out. That's for damn sure. All right, we're
gonna
stop
thinking about it. Just because somebody's pretty don't mean they're good in bed.
Well,
that's
hey.
What I'm saying. I'm not
well,
that pretty,
hey.
But
we
I'm
got examples.
Bad.
We have pretty examples
exactly.
all over the show. All right, thank you. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after this. I'm going to watch the J. Ryle Show, Saturday edition. We'll be right back.
What we going to do is go back, dog. Rewind. Rewind.
We go a little something like this. Hit it.
What does it mean when a man, when you've had your things at a man's house? He was your boy. And one day,
packed it up.
One day, you come over for some wine and cheese,
mm-mm,
and that nigga
mm-mm.
got your bag when you walk out the door. What does that
mean?
You
know what it means already. So I don't even know why you only asking us what it means. I thank God that never happened to me because I would have to burn that mother down. But
who said it was me? Who said it was me? I'm just saying this happened.
Because it sounds like it could be you.
Oh, it's your ass. It's your ass. She's trying to act. It's you. It's for damn sure. Oops, I'm gone. I'm back. Did I say that out loud? It is your ass. Packed your stomach, told you to hit the damn road, Jack.
Okay, guys, I admit it was me. Like, what?
We know it was
hell.
You, goddammit. And this is the same guy that you so in love with. I'm so sorry that happened to you. It was me. I admit it was me.
Hit the road, Jack. Come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't come back no more.
Wow.
Your own bills, not your own car, not your own.
if you got it like that. He can cook and serve his own damn meal. If you don't, some other trick will. Walk away with your girlfriend. Better yet, you better run to Saturday Live.
See, in my house, that's how it's gotta be. Knew I was thugging when you met me. So you know that I don't play around.
Well, I know that.
Girl, don't make me put my Mac hand down.
You better step back.
If you want me to be real with you,
get real.
You better do the things I tell you to. So don't be tripping, just respect
you
me.
You gotta, I'm
cause
respect.
In my house, that's how it's gotta be.
Girlfriend, trying to run a game on you.
That ain't love.
Listen here, ain't no talk back. Ain't got no time for no tit for tat. Girl, you know I'm where your place is at. So you better recognize that. See, I'm a player from the old school. And in my house, it's just the same old rule. So don't be tripping, just respect me. Cause in my house, that's how it's got to be. You love me, baby. I've been good to you.
And still, here's a reason for your tears. Why you let him treat you so
don't
bad?
Don't let nobody
play you
for the fool.
Think about leaving, think of believing.
Don't
it'll be different
tonight. Cause then you're
mine. And I
I got my 40, homie.
Man, I got mind control over Debo. He be like, shut the fuck up. I be quiet, but when he leave, I be talking again.
Man, my grandmama gave me that chain. Man, my grandmama gave me that chain.
Living it up, oh yeah. Friday night. He gonna cry in the car.
It is Saturday.
We are gathered here today on this sorrowful occasion to say goodbye to the dearly departed. He was dearly and he has departed. Thus, that's why we call him the dearly departed. In other words, the nigga dead. And if you think we gonna bury you with them diamonds and shit on, you got another thing coming.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Damn right, folks. 347-850-1272 is the call at number 347-850-1272. J. Ryle Show Saturday edition as we begin the descent, as we begin to wind the show down. The QOD, the question of the day we're talking about, why does sex make people go damn crazy? And the conversation has really kind of morphed into something that I thought that it would. And I'm glad the conversation is going there because, you know, when you sit back and think about all the things we do for that, for sex, It's mind-boggling to me. I'm thinking, okay, the purpose of sex is what? To make you feel good? I mean, what's the whole purpose of it? There are a lot of things I can think of that make me feel good, but, you know, hey, it is what it is. Momo B is up in his house. What's
let
up, girl?
Let your belly hang out.
What up?
Miss Terry, what's happening, Miss Terry?
Hey, big bowl of food would make you feel good, huh?
and make motherfuckers make you feel good, huh? That big bowl of food does make me feel good. Since you brought it up, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Make sure your ass feel good too. A big bag of lollipops make you feel good, don't they? You go pick up young boy. What's going on,
big
artist?
Big bag of dicks. How y'all doing? How you doing? I'm fine. All right.
Ernest, that word is banned on the show. Do not use that word. Thank you very much.
Why is that?
And Vanessa
Why?
Is in the house. What's up, Vanessa?
That's stupid.
Hey, Jay. Can I say something?
Sure, Vanessa.
Please.
Why not? Yes, please.
Okay.
By all means, go.
I've been kind of quiet listening to Ernest and Momo being y'all discuss people on the outside and why they do it. And you know, this is just my thing. And I'm chatting with Momo being. We're saying the same thing. I don't care. If you are a supermodel, what you look like, what your body look like. If you're not pleasing your man, if you ain't going to the treasure chest, the tackle box, or whatever you want to call your booty, your goodie
right.
Box.
What?
If you're not hanging him from the chandelier,
oh.
If you're not doing what you need to
Hello.
Do, he's going to go talk to somebody else that hung him from that chandelier, to tickle his toes, to make him want a lot of cigarettes.
I don't care what your daughter looks like. Heavenly Father.
The men sometimes, even if they're getting it at home, if she doing what she needs to do from the bottom to the top. Sometimes it's just good because they're sitting it.
Let's break it down for a second, Vanessa.
Okay.
So you're saying that if she is not giving him, or vice versa, what they need, they're going to go get it from someone else, right? So now, let's say, the five most important, five things that are important to you in a relationship. Give me five things.
Respect.
Okay.
Love. Because it's two different things.
Okay.
Sex.
Okay.
Finances.
Uh-huh.
Christianity.
Uh-huh.
That's five.
Okay, so
I need
now.
You in church. I need you to believe in God. I need you to respect me as your helpmate, as your partner. I need you to love me. Love me meaning the good, bad, and the ugly.
I need you
to help take care of me like you told my mama when you lied and said, can I have her hand in marriage? I'm going to take care of her. I need you to make sure that you take care of me whether I'm working or not working.
All right, so let me ask you this.
I need you to put your hands all over me and touch me where I need to be touched.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Hello.
So now, let's say, you listen to five things. So let's say that the sex part of it, if you take the sex part out of the equation, does sex weigh more than the other four things?
No.
So then why, if a person's not getting what they want to get... No, let me ask you this question.
I'm listening. Go ahead. Okay, go ahead.
If you're saying that if you're not getting what you're supposed to get right at home, that they're going to go get it from somewhere else. So
no,
you're telling me.
I got it.
You're telling me that sex outweighs the other four, right?
No, because I can get mine from a toy. Men can't get them from a toy.
Oh,
I would beg to differ,
Garland. Gay or straight men can do things. Don't think they can't. Don't think they can't because they don't have a vagina.
They're working 9 to 5.
I'm sorry. There's hand treatments. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. But, yes, we can go to the toy store and get something. Men don't step out.
Yes.
I don't know. They have those $5,000 dolls that look real. You can get one of those. I saw
those
on HBO.
Y'all gonna
give
it to $50 for that 30 minutes or whatever it is that y'all get. I'm gonna say, do you? Don't bring it to the house, but do you?
Oh, wow. Well, since you put it that way, I'm gonna. Well, hey, no problem. Since you put it that way, I'm gonna.
Hey.
I'm gonna do me right now. Last call.
I'll be your mountain.
In the Circuit Court of the 18th Judicial Circuit in and for Seminole County, Florida, State of Florida versus George Zimmerman. Verdict: we, the jury, find George Zimmerman not guilty.
Hi, I'm Jay from the Jay Ryle Show, and the one thing that the George Zimmerman verdict should have shown us was, Even though this nation elected a black man into the White House twice, we have a long way to go. So don't get mad. Get involved.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Network.
I've been married now for 21 years. Now, that being said, if you had a job for 21 years, you'd know that job inside and out, backwards and forwards, wouldn't you? I can honestly stand here tonight and tell you, after 21 years of marriage, I know no more about women than I knew the day I got interested in them. I know one thing. Before I got married, I had a backbone. And I had testicles. I know I had a backbone because I had an x-ray. And I know I had testicles because I used to make my own decisions. I could go the whole day without help from a woman. All of a sudden, I got married, and my brain just went, I can't even leave the house now without looking at my wife going, do I look all right? And I love when I get this response. Well, you're not wearing that, are you? No. No. See, I was in the closet, and you weren't around to help me. So this must have been hanging right next to what you wanted me to wear. And I'm going to go change now. I figured out, when you're involved with a woman, it's like being shot at by a sniper, but you don't know where they're at. It's like you got this grassy knoll that just follows you around. See, ladies, I would love to stand here tonight and tell you that as guys, we think about stuff. We mull it around in our heads. We just ain't that deep. Guys got three basic needs, ladies. Eating, sleeping, sex. That's it. See? And that is our whole day. Our whole day is consumed with getting to that next basic need. You ever watch a guy around a campfire? Watch him sometime. Just stares at him. Pokes it a little bit. Flips some sticks up on it. He's thinking. He's thinking, how can I get sex?
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up. Wrap it up.
Hold up, wait a minute, let us put some bullshit.
All right, folks. It is time to wrap it up as we put a bow on this thing. Let me ask you guys. I think it was a very productive conversation, I think. I think that, you know, I'm not sure if I got an answer to my question, but I guess I can see the importance of sex and why people do what they do to get it, I guess. I don't know.
You were such a...
All right. I'm just trying to figure it out. I don't know why people put themselves in that situation so they can have sex. I don't get it. I don't understand.
And it's good when they're killing it.
You know, what's wrong with you? I told you, you grabbed some of those bottles off the plane, didn't you?
Who said that?
Who's Vanessa? I'm crazy ass. Talking about, right, they didn't check my purse when I went through security. I got me some bottles off the plane. Vanessa is in a hotel room because she flew earlier today. So that's the reason why I'm saying that. Yeah, she's in
a hotel room.
You're in Boston.
I'm in Boston.
Is it cold?
Oh, you're only a couple hours away from me.
Yeah, it was 57 degrees. It's not real cold.
So when you travel all over the place, you don't get out and try to see the town or nothing like that?
I'll do it at 57 degrees.
All righty then. Wow. Okay, so now, all right, so let me, okay, so now Miss Terry.
Yeah. 1 minute left.
Wrap it up.
We have 1 minute left. All right. So my question to you is when you sit back and you know what, you're right about this whole thing with rapists and stuff, because, you know, to me, I look at Darius, you know, I guess by definition he's a rapist, but I just look at him as, I don't know, I just look at him as some, like a mischievous boy when they do stuff like that. Remember those teenagers used to do that stuff. They used to throw stuff at kids.
He's a serial rapist, and he has some issues, and he needs some help. Let's go there.
What teenager is going around drugging people and raping them? When is that a high school thing?
Oh, man, a long time ago, those boys used to do that stuff. Yeah, back in the 90s, those young kids were sticking stuff in those girls' drinks. Yes, they were. And then they'd get up to the room and spill all over them and do all that other
years,
stuff.
Though, man.
Yeah. Huh?
The difference is this dude got caught and he's famous.
Yeah.
Been doing that for 25 years.
Thank you.
He's done.
What happened to him?
I mean, it ain't nothing new. It's new for him because he got caught, but we all know about it.
Yeah, he's done.
My brother.
And on that note.
Keeper. Yes.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up.
Sir, have you seen this girl?
Hello, friends. I'm Jay, the host of The Jay Rouse Show and the serious side of The Jay Rouse Show. And it's time for another edition of Have You Seen Me?, where we put the spotlight on missing children of color. Tonight we're heading to Dallas, Texas. A pregnant mother is missing after a disturbing phone call. Delisa Kelly, age 24, was last seen Friday night, March 7th, 2014, leaving her grandmother's house in Dallas, Texas, near the Oak Cliff area in the 2700 block of Prosperity Boulevard near Sunnyvale Street and Overton Road. She was walking to a wake for a best friend who had recently been killed in a car accident, but she never made it. A neighbor told the family that they saw Kelly walking down the street while talking on the phone with someone, and she appeared to be arguing. A short time later, Kelly's sister received what appeared to be an unintentional phone call from Kelly, who could be heard screaming in the background, telling someone to stop, stop, get off me, stop, and the unknown male in the background saying, shut up, stop screaming, you don't listen. Shortly after the call, she received a text from Kelly's phone reading, I'm going to call you in a minute. Since then, nobody has been able to get a hold of Kelly. Kelly is a mother of a young child and is also 2 months pregnant. Family members say Kelly was living with a boyfriend, the father of an unborn child. He did stop by the family's home and has also posted on social media asking people if they knew where she was. Kelly is a black woman. She's 5'6", 120 pounds, with brown eyes and long brown hair that she was wearing in a bun. She was last seen wearing a black long-sleeve sweater, leopard print tights, and a denim vest. Anyone with information, please call 911 or the Dallas Police Department at 214-671-4268. Once again, that number is 214-671-4268. We pray for the safe return of this young lady. We ask that you keep her family in your prayers. If you'd like to see someone featured on Have You Seen Me, all you have to do is pick up the phone right now and call 347-850-1272 if you're listening to a live broadcast, and leave the information there. Or you can go to our Facebook page, the TGRS Radio Network, post the information there for all to see. Or you can contact me direct on Facebook at J-A-Y-R-I-L, that's Jay Ryle. Or you can send an email to the show, to the J-Ryle Show at Live.com. That's the J-R-I-L Show at Live.com. We pray for all people missing regardless of color. And until next time, you've been listening to Have You Seen Me?, where we focus our attention on missing people of color. I'm Jay. Take care.
Somewhere in America, a mother is crying.
A family is torn.
A child is lost,
missing, or even abducted.
We need your help!
Contact your local police station for a listing of missing children in your area, or log on to www.missingkids.com
to obtain further information regarding missing children in your local community.
What is the next face you see?
Maybe a child that will need your help.
Help support America's missing!
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Well, folks, it's been a very eventful show, I should say at least, and glad you guys hung out with us tonight. Didn't get a chance to say hello to a lot of people because, you know, obviously when Mr. Elias is not here, I got to keep my eyes on the damn board. But it is time for our final thoughts, and ladies, our first, Vanessa, give us your final thoughts, baby.
My thought is I enjoy being married. I enjoy my relationship with my husband. Sex and all, but sex is not the number one key to me being in love with him. So y'all have a good week and a good weekend, what's left of it. And aloha!
Ooh, boy. Boy. All righty then. Tell Mr. Vanessa we said what's happening. All right, Miss Terry, final thoughts.
My final thought is, you know, I'm going back on what you said. You know, Michael Vick was fighting dogs, and people have been fighting dogs for years, but he was famous and got caught and went to prison. These things are, a lot of times men do things young, and no one addresses it. And when they get older, something big happens. So this needs to be a teachable moment to a lot of people right now. This is serious. This is not just a kid, you know, you thinking, oh, he's just being not grown up. This is sick. This is sick. And it needs to be addressed. It's not a game. It's not a game at all that a man is running around raping women. That's it. But somewhere in his life, someone didn't teach him something, and he kept going. And that's really all I have to say. So.
Yeah, you're right about that. I mean, it's and he's a good, you know, the thing is, I say he was a good guy. He was on the NFL Network. He was funny. You know, I was shocked when they said him. And now that you see all the cases that are coming forth, man, that guy, he's gone. He's done. He is
done. And this is another thing. And another thing I have to say is, I hear you saying he's a good guy. You don't personally know him. I stopped saying that
to
people
to be like
that I don't personally
guy.
Know. He might have seemed to be a
good
guy.
Yeah, seemed to be
guy,
nothing.
Seemed,
no matter what they said.
Not every. Thank you. So that's another thing to stop saying.
You
were never friends with him.
Hold on, let him finish. Let him
get it going.
All right, Bubba Beast, since you're talking, final thoughts.
Well, thank you. My final thought is, if you think sex is that important in a relationship, somewhere down the line, you have missed the boat, or the boat has passed you by. Either way, I hope you realize two bodies pushing together is about creation and not recreation. So you better recognize and realize before you end up in a deeper boat than anybody wants to go in. Holla!
Ooh, she said it's about creation, not recreation. She must have read that online somewhere. But you think you're a poet, huh? I see you.
I am
recognize.
A poet.
All right, bye.
I realize.
I realize it now, baby. All right, Big E. Yeah, I'm looking for it. Big E, man, final thoughts, Big Daddy.
The thing about this Darren Sharp thing is in 3 or 4 years, once this case is over and he goes off and he goes to his rehab or whatever the hell it is they do, somebody will give him a shot and he'll be back on TV. And all those women will still have to deal with what they're dealing with, and they're going to celebrate him because, oh, he was a football star and he just lost his way and, you know, we should give another chance when daily the U.S. is locking up people for smoking pot, but they're going to let this brother out probably after 2 or 3 years if he serves time at all. There's a great imbalance in this world with celebrity and normal people like you and me and everybody listening to the show and on the show right now. That's what pisses me off about it. Hopefully he can be a good guy down the line, but right now he needs to be, you know, thrown away for a while. My final thought is this, though. you have a choice in how to treat anyone. You can treat somebody compassionately and lovingly, or you can treat people with condemnation and aggression. That's a quote by the actor and comedian Russell Brand. We'll see you guys tomorrow night on ERN. Been a fun show.
You know, I'll say this.
That's it.
I don't. First of all, I don't think he's going to get out. I think that they're going to make an example out of him. The New Orleans Police Department has already said they're going after him. He has cases pending in Florida. I think he has something going on in Colorado and in California. He was out on $1 million bail when they threw his ass in jail for the cases that was going on, I think, in Florida or California, one of the two.
Arizona.
So I don't think Arizona. That guy's not getting out. He's done. He is done. I mean, if it comes to light, he's done. Trust me, he's done. But listen, I want to say
this. There'll be a Lifetime movie about his ass in 2 years.
No,
within 2 years,
done.
Lifetime or Hallmark will do a movie about him.
I promise you he's done. But here's the deal. Here's my final thought. My final thought is that, you know, when you sit back and really think about the importance of sex in my mind, you know, it's important. It's all that in the bag of chips. But, you know, there are better things in a relationship than sex. I know that people say that, you know, you can't go without it. You can't do this. You can't do that. I just don't understand why people do what they do when it comes to getting kinnies. I am not going to risk my life. I'm not going to risk my livelihood. I'm not going to do any of that stuff for a piece of ass. I ain't going to do it. Ain't going to happen. So now, Mama B, can we, hey, you're going to lose $100,000. You think I'm going to lose $100,000 job a year for some booty?
None of that. Because you didn't ask me what my sex level was. My sex is like 4. Money is number 1 to me.
Oh, well, we need to ask you that. We already know that. You've made that perfectly clear over the last 2 years. Thank you very much.
Wow.
Yeah. Number one is money. Number 2 is young boys. And number 3 is sex.
He said, we already know about you, Mr. That's what we asked you.
You already know what you're going to say.
You
don't want to sound
okay,
redundant.
You need to stop. You need to stop. You need to stop.
I know. Ghetto heaven. All right, Mama B, can we shut this damn thing down?
Yes.
You said ghetto heaven.
Ghetto heaven.
Oh,
all right,
God.
We're gone. All right, so for Vanessa, Miss Elias, Ernest, Miss T, Momo B, and Vanessa, and Rich Sister, I'm Jay. God bless. We'll see you back here Wednesday, and we'll see some of you who want to have a serious conversation tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Don't go nowhere, folks. We'll see ya. Have a great evening.
You need pussy control.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.